Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. My back is killing me. I'm Adam Paulus, and it's Friday, October 12th, 2012. This week we've got movies and toys and other fun stuff, and I just came back from a trip, not to New York Comic Con, we'll talk a little bit about that, but to California for some meetings and stuff, and let me tell you, I think the hotel and airplane killed me. I'm not feeling good right now, but let's talk about movies, because last week at the box office, Taken 2 was number one with $49.5 million, followed by Hotel Transylvania with $27.1 million, Pitch Perfect with $14.8 million, Looper at $12.1 million, and Frankenweenie at $11.4 million. This week, new movies include Sinister, Argo, Seven Psychopaths, and Atlas Shrugged Part 2, which completely bombed the first time, and if I'm reading the information correctly, has basically been completely recast for the sequel. I guess for budget reasons, or maybe the actors knew better, I don't know. It's just funny, because the free market has spoken, they don't want this movie, but hey, whatever, it's not my financing. Other movies in limited release are coming out as well. I suggest seeing Looper, that was really fun. I got to go see that last week, and I really enjoyed it. If you like movies like 12 Monkeys, or Terminator, or anything involving science fiction, the future, and people getting shot, that's a good movie for you. In the news, the Munsters TV reboot Mockingbird Lane will be airing on TV as a one-time thing on NBC Friday, October 26. It's called Mockingbird Lane, in case you need to set your TiVo, not Munsters. And it's, well, unless they change it, they might. It's also airing in the slot that would have been for Community and Whitney. So, yeah. Tarantino fans, a new Django Unchained trailer hit the web on Thursday. You'll want to check that out. Pixar posted a new Toy Story short called Partysaurus Rex on the internet. It features Wallace Rex as Sean, and you can see it for free. It's also before Finding Nemo 3D, but if you're like me, you already own Finding Nemo on DVD, and you don't want to see it again, so you can see it for free. What else do we got? Oh, some early renderings for Jurassic Park 4's rumored human-dinosaur hybrids are showing up. They look awful, and we're really lucky we didn't get that movie. But you'll want to look those up, because why wouldn't you? The Secret Life of the American Teenager is said to be ending shortly, and the actress from the show, Shailene Woodley, I believe, is being asked about maybe casting as Mary Jane Watson in the Amazing Spider sequel. And that's it for that kind of news. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's Oktoberfest, sort of, but it's October for sure, and that's why we're having a barware sale right now. You can get Walking Dead, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Marvel, Spider-Man, Star Trek, and other goodies for your kitchen or bar for a pretty good price. Buy any three in-stock items and get a fourth for free. But hurry, because this sale ends on Tuesday. We've got over 130 items available right now. That could change. Again, go to sale.entertainmentearth.com today to see what qualifies for this incredible offer. All right, toy news is going to be a little short this week because I've been trying to keep up after being on the road. New York Comic Con is on now, and all sorts of new things have been announced, including Hasbro's Star Wars Angry Birds line, which you can pre-order from us at Entertainment Earth right now, Lego Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which are coming out early next year, and we also saw the debut of Transformers Beast Hunters, which looks like Beast Machines in reverse. Autobots that are heavily armored are fighting Predacons, which now include mostly dragons and robot lizard things. The Hasbro 2012 Transformers panel at New York Comic Con is up on the Faces book and elsewhere if you want to see it. Highlights include a couple of more Generations items, including Energon, Optimus Prime, and Omega Supreme repainted for Year of the Dragon. I think it'll be an exclusive, but I'm not sure for who. More Creo was shown. A lot of Cyberverse was shown, and it looks like they're doing Terracons in the Legion and Commander scale, if I'm not mistaken. And that looks pretty interesting. They're not classic, but they're prime. But they get small enough, it doesn't really matter what they are. They all, you know, you can only get so much detail on something of that size. So I'm interested, and that was pretty exciting. And that's good for that. New arrivals this week include Walking Dead Pop Vinyl. You should get some of the really big sellers. And like we say, the economy has spoken. If you buy a bunch of it, that means it's good. And that means these are great. And, oh, don't forget the Space Ghost action figure is in stock right now, unless it's not. We sold a lot of those, and we got some other exciting stuff too. Go to entertainmentearth.com today to see what the newest things are, because we add new stuff all the dang time. And that's it. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I have been Adam Paulus, and I continue to be Adam Paulus in the future. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, where we talk about all of our new Entertainment Earth editions and sales and other stuff. See you next time.